The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Back here in Laois, we're all tucking into some lovely tasty treats provided by Shane Smith, author of Loaf Tin Bakes and Chef. Shane, you're very welcome.
Thank you for
having
me. To
lovely Laois.
I'm ready to move down, I think, at this point.
We let him in from Cavan. We're being very generous and open today.
The Cavan man giving away all these scones.
I don't know what's wrong. Are you all right? Is the heat getting
the
heat to you?
The heat's not getting to me, I think.
So we're talking afternoon tea today,
yes.
Which is what we're all enjoying here. Where would you like to start with this beautiful tray of goodies that you
I love afternoon tea. It's such a celebration, I think, especially this time of year when the sun is shining and you're having friends over. It's nice to kind of pop on the table and everyone can kind of help themselves. So where all the kitchens that I've worked in, we've always went with the scones or scones, depending on where you come from.
Scones in Laois.
We're scones in Cavan.
Scones, yeah. Scones. Oh, yeah, we're scones.
I find my people, it's fine, it's good. So we start off with the scones on top and then pastries on the middle tier and then your nice savoury sandwiches then on the bottom. So starting off strong, I think I can see lots. Is there people nodding? Are we all good?
Yeah.
Yes, great.
Scones are lovely, aren't they? Yeah, it's a lovely light scone, Shane. Yeah. Go on, pass me over one.
They're as light as angels.
You'll have to do all the talking here, Shane, while I enjoy this. Is it fresh cream?
It is fresh cream and a fresh strawberry on top.
Hard to keep the fresh cream fresh now.
It is. So I literally just kind of whipped it up and had an ice box with me and kept it cold because it does turn very, very quickly. So whenever I'm making scones, I always use plain flour and baking powder. I find that if you use self-raising, which is completely fine, you can do. Depending on the brand of flour you're using, you can't judge how much self-raising or baking powder is in there. So I like to make it with plain flour and I put in my own baking powder so I can control that a little bit better. I suppose common myth growing up was you don't touch the scone too much or overwork it because you'll be left with a kind of like a heavier scone. So for me, and in the last couple of years, what I've been doing is giving the scone dough a light little knead, because there's nothing worse than when you go out and you get a scone, you cut it, it turns to dust in your hand, it just breaks. You want to be able to spread on the butter and jam. So if you give it a light knead and then cut out your scones and then rest them for maybe 10-15 minutes before you bake them.
After you cut them out,
pop them on the tray and then let them rest, and that gives the gluten time to rest in the scone. So you're left with what we have today, a kind of a scone that's nice and light. But
how long
also
do you bake that for?
Those little mini ones, about, I would say, 12 to 14 minutes. But if you're going for the big agricultural style scones that I like, you want to be baking them for about 25 minutes or so.
Okay, but watch them like a hawk.
Yes, you don't want to overbake them either as well. But again, very simply, I'm very much a jam cream person. I don't know, does anyone go the dark side and go cream and jam? No? Okay, thank God. We're good today.
You can't put cream and jam on.
Some people put cream and then put a dollop of jam on top of the cream, which is very...
you're making life hard for yourself, I think, if you do that.
100%. So I'm always spread the jam on and then put a nice dollop of cream on top. And then something simple like a fresh strawberry, really, really nice on top. But again, play around with whatever jam you like, whether it's a raspberry strawberry. Even lemon curd is actually lovely. So, and that's a nice little transition into the middle tier here. We have two pastries, very simple to make. One is like a Viennese whirl.
So I don't believe that they're simple to make. I just don't believe it.
I have to stop saying that. Maybe they're the next tier of challenging to make. But the Viennese whirl biscuits are those lovely kind of buttery biscuits. So the secret of that is plenty of corn flour in the plain flour. So when you're mixing it in, just lowers the amount of gluten that's in there. So you get more of a crumblier, lighter biscuit. And I've just sandwiched those together with a vanilla buttercream and jam.
Did you pipe those? Is that how you make the shape?
So you have a lovely little star nozzle and you kind of pipe that on. Otherwise, it looks like a bit of a poo emoji. If you use the round piping nozzle, it just doesn't look that nice. So a star nozzle for life. If there's one thing that you invest in today, sun cream and a star nozzle. So star nozzle just gives it a nice little kind of a design on the top as well. But very simple. You don't even need to sandwich them together. You can just have them as little biscuits with tea and coffee. They're really, really lovely. But don't be shy on the vanilla. Nice little splash of vanilla in there to get flavour. So that's really important.
Okay, and then you have the meringue. Is that lemon curd in
there? Lemon curd in the middle. Am I passing one over?
Why not? Will somebody else? Because I feel guilty here having all
these. There's another stand up here now. If anyone wants to have some of these as well, grab that there.
And thanks so much. And we'll pass it around. And don't be afraid to dig in, because that's what it's here for.
The little meringues, again, very simple. Egg whites, sugar, and then a tiny bit of corn flour helps with the kind of the texture of your meringue. But I fill that with a lovely homemade lemon curd. Very easy. Just lemon juice, some egg, sugar. And I cook it over bamboo, which is like a saucepan with boiling water. And I put a bowl sitting on top and I cook that nice and gently.
Lovely.
Yeah, so you get the sweetness of the meringue, but that lovely sharpness, I think, of the lemon curd as well.
It's just really light.
Yeah, it's light and airy.
I'm encouraging people to eat this because it won't keep in the heat. That's my excuse. Keep eating. Clear it all.
But again, what I love about these is you can make them in advance. You know, if you're having
the
people
meringue.
Over, yeah, meringue, the curd can be made up to 3 days in advance, keep it in the fridge. The meringues can be made up to a week in advance and just left somewhere cold, not cold as in fridge cold. So you can do all of these, and then literally as people come, then you can just decorate and serve. So you're taking the kind of the chore out of last minute baking.
But the Viennese biscuits you have to make on the day.
No, you can bake those up maybe 2 days in advance as well. Yeah, 100%. Or even what I've done before.
Soft and
well, I think they're a little bit soft anyway, so you can kind of get away with that. What I've done before is I've actually piped the Viennese Swirl biscuit batter and froze it, unbaked, and then baked them from frozen.
Right.
So you can do that as well. And that's something to mention about the scones too. You can also bake the scones from frozen. So you roll your dough, cut them out, and then freeze them, and then you can bake them from frozen so you don't have to go through the whole process the morning
now,
of.
What have you got for us on the bottom tray? Because I see the brown bread and the lovely wraps there as well, and the salmon.
This is a lovely Guinness treacle bread. Did you try the Guinness treacle? Has a lovely sweetness to it as well. So lovely Guinness treacle bread with Irish smoked salmon on top and butter. Very simple, very plain. If you want to, you can jazz it up with some capers, a little bit of lemon zest in there. But the star, the amount of times that I've made all these fancy sandwiches, and people always come back to this one, is the coronation chicken wrap. Yeah, thumbs up all round, I think. So that's basically some chicken thighs that I roasted in the oven, chilled them down nice and cold. And I
dreaded chicken thighs. Do you know how I feel about them now? I'm not mad about them.
Okay.
To use in a dinner. I just think that they're grizzly and
sometimes
fatty.
Sometimes they can
be. Yeah.
So you can go chicken
breast. There's nothing
breast.
On them. I would, just a whole roast chicken. Or, you know, a chicken fillet, even a chicken fillet on the bone. But I think the thighs can be miserable. But if you're using them for something like mixing into a sandwich.
Smaller, yes, exactly. It is a little bit nicer. And the curry powder mayonnaise in there and the dreaded raisins. I was going to split the room here now. I said last night, I was like, when I was making it, will I put in raisins or not? But raisins add a lovely sweetness to it in there as well, but you don't have to. But it's a really kind of nice, simple chicken filling.
Fan of raisins in the coronation chicken? Everyone's okay with that?
I'm moving down. This is it. I've never had a room that's agreed with everything that I've said before. This is brilliant.
Some people really object to the raisins
in
a sandwich.
I've upset people before now by putting a raisin in a scone.
So that, in your experience, coronation chicken is the most popular,
people
is it?
Absolutely love it. And I think the simplicity of it, I just basically bought the wrap and put the filling in the middle and rolled it out and just cut it into little bite-sized pieces. So I know we're talking about afternoon tea today, but this is absolutely lovely for lunch boxes, or if you're bringing it to work with you, or if you're going for a picnic or something. It's a really, really lovely one. Just again, to be careful with eating outdoors, and especially in this temperature as well, if you are bringing chicken somewhere with you, whether it's out for a picnic or afternoon tea, just make sure that you're keeping everything cold, because the last thing you want to do is bring chicken out and leave it sitting out somewhere warm for a few hours.
The last thing you want is to be unwell in this kind of weather.
Exactly.
So this is a perfect for this time of the year as well, because we don't really want the heavy meals and the big dinners.
Kind of more grazing food.
Picky bits.
I love picky bits. So even in the evening time, but this is a lovely one. And again, that family style of everyone just coming, dropping, and it doesn't have to be on these little stands. It can just be on nice platters and everyone can kind of help themselves. But I think it's a lovely way to engage and talk to people while you're sharing that, while you're not sitting down to your own full turkey and ham dinner. You can actually enjoy these little bits. And again, as I said, this time of year, it's really lovely. But all these flavours, kind of play around with them and put what you like on them as well. It's important.
Well, Shane, I'm delighted to see you in Laois, and I think we'll hang on to you. But also from all of us here, a huge thank you for all of the work that you put into making the lovely snacks for us today. We've all enjoyed them so much, and someone who's brave enough to put the oven on in this heat deserves that round of applause, Shane. So thank you so much. We're coming close to the end of the programme. I just want to say congratulations to Deirdre Toomey, who correctly told us that the Slieve Bloom Mountains is the name of the famous mountain range in County Laois. And Deirdre has a 2-night stay at the Heritage Hotel with breakfast each morning and dinner on an evening of your choice. So well done to you. We have had a wonderful time here in Ballykilcavan Farm and Brewery this morning, with thanks to the ESB, Ireland's largest EV charging network. And a massive thank you to David Walsh, chemist, and all the staff for looking after us here. Can we say thank you? Is he here? Is David here? He was here a minute ago. Let's give him a round of applause anyway to David Walsh, chemist, and all of the staff. I want to say a huge thank you to our events team, David Slevin, Ben Griffin, and Peter Collins, and Ken Doran. Thank you all very much for putting this all on for us. My own team, who work incredibly hard for these events, Cormac McDonough on sound, producers Dee King, Helena O'Toole, and Alex Russo, research by David O'Connor, and broadcast assistant Anne-Marie Kane. All of our guests today, and of course our wonderful audience. Just one more round of applause, please. Thank you so much. So Andrea is coming up next on News Talk. I will be back tomorrow at 9 o'clock, but I'll be in the studio in Dublin. I won't be in Laois, but my heart will always be in Laois. Thank you so much for the lovely warm welcome today here in Ballykilcavan near Stradbally. I want to play out with Tadhg and Fionnán and Idel, who have provided so much beautiful music for us, and the best of luck in the Leinster Fla at the weekend to all of you. Thank you for being with us. Let's hear it.
Burn Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.